time for a beer and a Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you add him and leave it with Rob Bollocks?
Mr. Bollocks.
It's brilliant. Never gets old, that.
Officially welcome you into the Breakfast Show this morning.
Thank you very much. Right, now, I'm going to talk about something you've actually almost, you've sort of grazed the subject a little bit. Yesterday about the...
I don't know if we did it on the air, maybe. I think it might have been off air with old Ahoy Hoy.
Okay. Oh, how is he?
He's good.
Cool. Right. Well, something strange is going on at the top of the world, and which is the Earth's North Magnetic Pole has been skittering away from Canada and towards Siberia.
On purpose?
On purpose. It's driven by liquid iron. This is a bit... We've got
oh, my God, I did read this.
Liquid iron sloshing about within the planet's core. I wish you could hear it. Iron, it's sloshing about.
Enough liquid iron to... Yeah. You would think that the liquid iron would be drawn to it as opposed to drawing it away from...
Well, no, it's...
What?
This is...
Hold on a second, what?
I tell you what, this is one of those things. I read it 4 or 5 times and I had no idea what was going on. Seriously, it took me quite a while to...
Magnetism's pretty out of it for a start, yeah. Let alone planetary magnetism, yeah. Let alone sloshing fields of iron.
Yeah. Well,
just iron.
The liquid churning in the Earth's core actually generates most of our magnetic fields.
Which is handy, isn't it?
Yeah, which is...
Woohoo!
Okay,
Does it now?
The magnetic...
Just churning away. What is it? You can put your ear to the ground for hours and you won't hear it churning.
I wish you could hear it. It would be brilliant. To go on holiday and just what everybody gathers for
if
the
If there's one particularly
churn.
Thin part of the crust
yeah.
where you could put on some sort of sensory headphones yeah. and all, yeah.
It's in northern South America where it's happening. But the magnetic pole is moving so quickly that it's forced the world's geomagnetism experts to update the world's magnetic model. Now, I had no idea what the world's magnetic model was. In my mind, it was a sphere with a pin stuck in saying that's...
Because the magnetic pole is different, of course, to the North Pole or
yeah,
the South Pole.
Yeah, I actually Googled what world's magnetic model was, and I'll just read you a paragraph
It'd be quite good just to hear, and Google gave me nothing. Wouldn't that be interesting one day? Maybe if Google did like some spot erasers.
Anyway, here
spot
we go.
Spot erasing, I meant to say. Spot
the world's magnetic model, or WMM, is a large spatial representation of the Earth's magnetic field. It consists of a degree and order 12 spherical harmonic expansions of the magnetic blah, 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 blah.
Please, I would like you to carry on if you can. Or just write blah, blah, blah.
No, potential of the geomagnetic main field generated.
Can you go from the start, just on the start of the description again?
Okay. The world's magnetic model, or WMM, is a large spatial scale representation of the Earth's magnetic field. It consists of a degree and order 12 spherical harmonic expansions of the magnetic potential of the geomagnetic main field generated in the Earth's core. And it just keeps going on and on and
on.
I still don't know what it is. Basically, what this world it describes the planet's magnetic field and underlines all modern navigation from the systems that steer ships at sea to Google Maps and I assume planes as well.
Yeah, wow.
So anyway, the error is increasingly all the time, says Arnold Chiliat, a geomagneticist from the University of Colorado and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the Centers for the Environmental Information people. Now, we've spoke about these people before.
Yeah, we have. They come up often. They seem to be at the forefront, don't they, fresh scientific facts and news.
He said the problem lies partly with other shifts deep within the planet, liquid churning in Earth.
Passing the buck there, it sounds a wee bit.
Which varies over time as the deep flows change. In 2016, for instance, part of the magnetic field temporarily accelerated deep under northern South America and the Eastern Pacific and the Eastern Pacific Ocean. Satellites such as the European Space Agency Swarm mission track the shift.
Wow.
This is our money just started.
How do
right?
they know that? They just...
Well, because just they
I guess
know,
it's,
I
this
suppose.
Is magnetism everywhere, isn't it?
This is an interesting situation we find ourselves in, says Shiliat, or however you pronounce it. What's happening is twofold. He reported last month at a meeting of the American Geophysical Union in Washington. Firstly, the 2016 geomagnetic pulse beneath South America came at the worst possible time, just after the 2015 update to the world's magnetic model. This meant that the magnetic field had lurched just after the latest update, so the planners hadn't anticipated that at all. And then secondly, the motion of the North magnetic pole made the problem worse. The pole wanders around in unpredictable ways. James Clark Ross first measured it in 1831 in the Canadian Arctic. In the mid-1990s, it picked up speed from around 15 k's a year to around 55 a year.
What?
And then by 2001, it had entered the Arctic Ocean.
So this is the
magnetic
pole. This is
pole.
The pole. Okay.
The pole.
The pole has entered the ocean.
Yeah, so it's on the move.
Wow,
right?
Yeah.
It crossed in 2018, it crossed the international date line into the Eastern Hemisphere. Now it's making a dash to Siberia. Right, so it's...
At about 55K still?
55K still. The geometry of Earth's magnetic field magnifies the model errors in places where the field is changing quickly, such as the North Pole. The fact that the pole is going fast makes the region more prone to large errors. So to fix it, him and his colleagues fed 3 years' worth of recent data, which included the 2016 geomagnetic pulse, to a new version, which will remain accurate till 2020. It was supposed to happen today.
All the way till 2020.
Yeah, it was supposed to happen today, but due to the government shutdown in America, been rescheduled to the 30th.
Serious? Ah, I forgot. That's weird, isn't it? They got the Brexit apocalypse, which is happening. Brexpocalypse happening over in Britain.
Yeah,
that's just such a blunder. It's unbelievable. And the government shut down in America.
Yeah. I don't understand that government shutdown.
Look at the smooth running efficiency of Aotearoa.
Yeah.
As it just puddles its way through the lower South Pacific.
So this did my head in. I still don't really understand it. If anybody knows what the world magnetic model really is, if they could let me know, but not use real long wheelbarrow words, because this really did my head in.
I learned something very in a similar realm. No, not really, I suppose, but to do with navigation and shipping.
Yeah,
and about why there were so many shipwrecks in times of old. Because when they're trying to plot their course to places, even though they had maps, even if they had really good maps. Well, yeah, but because we didn't invent longitude, I think, until to get longitude right. Latitude they had sort of sussed out, but then to get longitude right, they needed to have an accurate standard timepiece.
Okay.
And they didn't invent the mid-1800s or something like that. Or early 1800s, perhaps, and but before then they were basically the way that they were navigating around the world is that you had about 100 miles either way.
Yeah.
if you're going to hit it, but I thought that's pretty interesting.
Around the world,
fascinating.
The flat Earth people have actually they've hired a huge big boat and they're all going on a boat trip to prove that the world is
cool,
a disc.
Cool. Cool. Cool.
But I actually thought about that complete change. That a disc, why would someone bullshit and say it's a sphere?
Because I heard a theory about that too. I mean, I've been listening to some strange things about that. It comes back to religion, and it's a way of saying that we're all. It's a control thing.
Okay. okay, that's all you had to say. I understand now.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Yep.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.